This is Higher Learning. I'm Mike Howard. Today is part two with Amy Milan. You're listening to The First Word on CIUT. Glad to have you along with us on this fine Sunday afternoon. We're chatting with Amy Milan again. Amy plays in the band Stars, and she's also got a new record out, Honey from the Tombs, which you're listening to now. It's nice. If you heard us last week, Amy and I chatted about Egypt, cooking, and getting caught on stage at a Lenny Kravitz concert. More this week with Amy Milan. You're listening to Higher Learning.
You didn't. Well, at least you didn't go hug Lenny or like.
No. I did a little dance.
Did you have a thing for Lenny? Oh, I guess you, that's why you did, right? Did you?
No, not really. I just, I was drinking port. I was on the bus. I heard that song. I thought I'd go sway to the music a little bit.
Cool. Okay, we talked about Lenny. I'm sure you're. Well, I'm not sure, but who are you listening to now? Who are some of your favorite musicians?
Who are my favorite musicians? Well, I've listened to The Books lately. A fan of The Books. And there's a band from Toronto I like called The Silt.
Yeah, they're local.
Local, yeah, a local band. I like those guys. And, of course, you know, I'm a slut for my friends, so I'm very much looking forward to the new Deers record.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about our friend Feist. She's coming out with a record in the next couple months.
Yeah, isn't she in France right now? She's recording it in France, right?
Yeah, she's in Paris. And there's a lot of records that are going to be coming out in the next year that I'm really excited about.
Are you working on more solo stuff? Is there a
I'm going to, like, you know, I just put out the record a couple months ago. I'm going to give myself a little break, maybe put a band together, play some songs live.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Elevator Love Letter, right? It's a classic. It's my favorite. To me, it's a classic. It's my favorite Stars tune. And you wrote that yourself, right?
I wrote it with Chris and, Evan and, yeah.
Oh, okay. I had read that you wrote that on your own, but...
I wrote the lyrics
melody. Well, that's what I meant.
Okay. But, you know, you're in a band. You can't, you know, come forward and be like, I'm the writer of all these things. It's a group effort. As I said, it takes a village. But, yes, I wrote the storyline.
So the storyline, it's... Can you talk about the storyline a little bit? Like, where did Elevator Love Letter? Do you want to explain that?
Come on. Play the song for the people. Let them do it themselves.
Well, okay.
What do you want me to tell you that's not already there? Really?
Yeah.
You just want me to, like, have a big yak off about it?
I just want you to talk about the song because it's my favorite.
I thought it was going to make me $1 million, and it didn't. So there you go.
Well, you never know. Maybe, And an ad agency will pick it up for an account or something. Would you sell that?
No.
No,
I would not.
So
we've been offered.
No product. Oh, really?
Courted by the ad agencies, but no. You will never hear any song by Stars in a commercial.
Ever.
Ever.
Where does the inspiration come from? Say Keith Richards woke up in the middle of the night with the riff to Satisfaction in his head. Do you ever get woken up in the middle of the night with a song idea?
I have some strange dreams of mermaids drowning occasionally, but they're hard to remember.
Mermaids drowning, like, and then you wake up, Are you swimming with the mermaids? Like, what's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Am I talking to Dr. Freud now?
Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike. No, I just mean sonically. You asked me if I ever hear anything while I'm sleeping, and I'll have the odd occasional dream of, you know, birds that are being buried or something. But it's difficult to retain.
That sounds great. We're talking with Amy Milan, who's the co-lead singer of Stars and who has a relatively new album out, Honey from the Tombs. Let's do a couple quick questions and then we'll wrap this up. I know you just moved to Montreal, but what's your favorite neighborhood in Toronto?
Cabbage Town.
What's the first album you ever bought?
Cyndi Lauper, She's So Unusual.
Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah.
Celebrity you'd like to sleep with?
Evan Cranley.
Favorite swear word? But, yeah, go ahead and say it.
Oh, my favorite swear word? Well, I don't know. I don't like to curse.
Travel destination. Anywhere in the world, where would you go?
To the Yukon.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've been everywhere else.
But you haven't been to the Yukon?
Nope.
Well, thanks a lot, Amy. Thanks for doing the interview. How's the salad coming along? Or the almonds? You're still on the almonds?
No, the almonds are done. I'm moving over to the flava beans.
Yeah.
And it's getting hot in here. DFNY, right?
What's that?
DFNY, right?
What's DFNY?
CNET. Did I say CFNY?
You did say CFNY.
Wow, I haven't been in Toronto in a while.
Okay, let's strike that again. We'll do that again.
Okay. CIUT, right?
Okay.
I love CIUT. CIUT is where we started.
Keep going with that.
I went to the basement of CIUT once, and there was Kevin and Charlie recording what would be... the first EP, I believe, and I was singing a song called Porno Boy, and it never made the cut, but I have fond memories of that basement. I always thought you were the one, I guess I still do, but I'm losing you,
Thank you very much to Amy Milan. I really enjoyed that. I hope you did. For more on our show and to check out what we're doing each week, you can check us out online at thefirstword.info. Thanks for listening today. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Radio.